This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The CDC's pandemic eviction moratorium expires at the end of June, and housing advocates warn millions of people could be forced out of their homes when that happens. There is federal aid for renters and landlords, but the distribution is slow going. In Houston, which had over 30,000 eviction cases filed during the pandemic, local officials are scrambling to hand out more than $150 million in rent relief. But as Houston Public Media's Jen Rice reports, landlords aren't necessarily rushing to sign up.
Janet is a home health care worker in Houston. Back in February, when the big freeze hit Texas, she couldn't make it to work. She got fired, and soon she couldn't pay her rent.
It's been hard. I've gone days without sleeping. You know, you can't sleep. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
We're just using her middle name because of her immigration status, and she's afraid of retaliation from her landlord. Her landlord filed for eviction. Houston, unlike some other cities, never put a local eviction moratorium in place during the pandemic, and the federal CDC moratorium hasn't stopped most evictions in the Houston area. But a judge ruled that Janet could stay, for now. She repeatedly asked her landlord to apply with her for state and local rental relief, but says he refused to participate. Her landlord did not respond to our request for comment. With the CDC order currently set to expire at the end of June, she feels she's racing to catch up on rent in time. Brian Swern is an attorney who represents Houston landlords. He says there are lots of reasons why landlords don't want to participate in government rent assistance programs. Many would rather evict than deal with delays and red tape.
In general, kind of fatigue and wanting to get residents who have not paid rent for a long time out of the community. A second is just a fear of losing their place in line with the eviction court.
A study from the National Low Income Housing Coalition found that nationwide, 90% of rent relief programs were set up for money to go directly to the landlord, and half the programs reported they were struggling with landlord participation. Swern says if officials really wanted the programs to work, they would be at the courthouses with a checkbook.
Talk to the landlord in the hallway while the case is on hold for a few minutes, not reset. Turn to the tenant. Do you agree? Landlord, do you agree on this number? Here's your check.
Towards the end of 2020, there was a registry with around 8,000 renters who weren't eligible for relief money yet because their landlords weren't enrolled in the program. That's according to Baker Ripley, one of the local nonprofits managing Houston's program. At one time, the payments went only to landlords. Now, those payments can also go to tenants. But Renee Solis of Baker Ripley says there's a lot of demand.
We have a $159 million program, and we received $202 million in requests.
The city passed an eviction grace period in February to give renters more time to receive that money and pay rent. Mayor Sylvester Turner made the announcement.
I do not think people ought to be evicted when these dollars are coming in this time period, because the dollars are there.
But an analysis of eviction data by the consulting group January Advisors found that the grace period had little effect on stopping or delaying evictions before it expired at the end of March. Around 80% of applicants to the local program have been selected and are moving through the pipeline. But some renters, like Janet, are still waiting. Here's Solis again.
Most folks have not had to wait that long. It really depends on two factors. One is your priority, which is essentially a designation of your vulnerability. And then the second thing is just the lottery. You know, when your name gets pulled out based on your priority.
Janet finally did get some good news. She has an offer from the state rent relief program, though it requires she stay with her current landlord. The state's $1 billion fund is just getting going. Janet is waiting to receive more than $6,000 to pay past and future rent. The offer wasn't Janet's only good news. She was relieved to say she's also just started a new job. In Houston, I'm Jen Rice for Marketplace.